Back on the KCII Football Friday preview show, it's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington senior Luke Turner. Luke, great to have you on, man.
It's nice to be here.
Luke, coming off of a crazy, wild, insert whatever word you want to describe last week's 64-61 win. Let's just kind of break down things. Obviously, the offense, you the head man quarterback this year for the team, could do anything and everything. So what was really working offensively last week?
I mean, just running the ball. They couldn't really seem to stop us. You know, we tried to air it out a few times, but they're really fast on the outside, so we just stuck with what's working. Offensive line did a great job opening up huge holes, and I mean, it made it pretty easy for me and Wyatt to run hard and gain a lot of yards.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about that O-line. I know you give them a lot of credit all season long, rightfully so. I mean, throughout the whole season, you've had huge holes. How do you think that O-line in particular has progressed throughout the year?
You know, just as a unit, getting more and more to be on the same page, I think has really helped. They've grown together. You know, several of them, this has been their first year playing varsity football, and I think they've done a tremendous job just growing together as a unit, and it's been they've just been carrying the team.
You know, last week, final drive, you had about a minute left. You're down, playoffs on the line, you know, senior night, all the emotions, and it all came down to this final drive. What was the thinking for the team as you head out for that last chance to come out with a W?
Well, like you said, it was a really emotional time at that point in the game. No one was, you know, ready for our football careers to be over at that point. So we were just giving it our all every single play, hoping that, you know, it wouldn't be our last one.
What were you thinking? You know, you had to come out for one play. You started cramping up a little bit. What did that look like for you? As you know, you obviously didn't have any time. You needed to get back out there. What was that like?
I mean, it was frustrating not being able to be out there for that one play, and I was nervous. But at the same time, I had a lot of trust and faith in Trishawn. I know he could step in and do a great job, and he did.
In that touchdown, it was a one-yard touchdown run. You kind of stuffed at the line of scrimmage, but it just kept going, and you had some help to barrel forward. Just kind of break down that play. How were you able to get into the end zone?
That play was probably, I mean, obviously we scored and it won the game, but it was probably the best play as a team all night. You know, we didn't gain the most yards on that play, but I couldn't do it myself. You know, everyone on the team was either pushing in front of me or pushing from behind, and we were just able to, as a collective unit, just drive into the end zone, and it was a pretty special play.
You know, when the clock finally hit zero, what was that feeling like? You won senior night, won that big rivalry game, and of course, going to the playoffs. What was the celebration like with the team after the game?
I mean, it was just a huge, huge sense of relief. All the hard work that we had put in had finally kind of paid off, and like I said, it was just a huge sense of relief.
Mm-hmm. How about just the responding to adversity all season long for this team? Of course, you had the forfeit early in the year, lost to Solon. You never wavered. I know Coach Harris has been harping on all season about the senior leadership altogether. How do you think this team has responded?
You know, I think we've responded really well. A lot of great leaders on the team that have helped push us along, keep us motivated, and fighting through all the adversity that we've had to face. And I think just goes to show all the great leaders and such great character that we have on the team.
Of course, now it's the first round of the Class 3A playoffs tonight. Western Dubuque, undefeated on the season. What have you seen from them on tape, and what's it going to take to come out on top?
You know, we've seen they're obviously a great team. It's going to take everything we got to come out on top. You know, just all around, great quarterback. He's got a really strong arm, really good receivers, strong running backs. And then defensively, you know, they haven't hardly given up any points all year. So, you know, it'll be a tough matchup. But at the same time, you know, we're a really strong offense. So we're excited for the challenge and the opportunity to play them.
Mm-hmm. You know, given that it is your senior year, I know you're a captain. But how would you describe your leadership role you've taken on this year for the team?
I've taken on more of a vocal leadership role, I guess, this year. Kind of grown into that leadership position. In the past, you know, I've kind of led more by example, but as this year gone on, we've needed a more of a vocal leader, and I think I've kind of stepped into that role a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Looking at an individual standpoint, you are a 3-year starter for quarterback. Outside of your leadership qualities, maybe physical attributes these last couple of years, how do you think you've improved as the signal caller for Washington?
You know, I've definitely gotten bigger, faster, stronger as I've matured through sophomore year. But I think those 3 years I've also made smarter decisions. You know, I've started to mature, maybe not try to push the ball downfield so much and go into my check down a little bit more, or instead of, you know, running around in the backfield so much, stepping up into the pocket once in a while and delivering or throw that way.
Just looking at a collective unit and throughout the whole season, all three phases of the game, how do you think this team has improved from day one of camp to now?
You know, I think we've made a lot of improvements in a lot of different areas. Offensively, just kind of, like I said with the O-line earlier, just everyone's a lot more on the same page. We trust each other a lot more now. I think everywhere we've made a lot of improvements.
A couple fun questions here for you, Luke. Is there a quarterback you try and mirror your game after, whether it's college or NFL?
Well, when I was younger, I really liked to watch Peyton Manning. I mean, I'm not quite like him, not quite the pocket passer he was or anything like that. But, I mean, he was probably my favorite quarterback. Now, I mean, it's really fun and exciting to watch Patrick Mahomes play. He does some crazy things on the field. So I guess I'd try to idolize him.
Yeah, cool. You have an NFL team?
I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Okay.
But they are not doing very well this year, unfortunately.
Maybe next year, right?
Hopefully.
Well, this week I've been asking everyone about Halloween. Give me your favorite Halloween candy.
I'm a big peanut M&M's guy.
Hey, I like that. I like the way you think. Halloween movie. What's the favorite?
Ooh, you know, I really like the Conjuring movies. They're pretty scary. But yeah, I'm a fan of those.
Out of all the years, what's the best Halloween costume you've had?
Best Halloween costume. You know, one year I went as a mailbox, actually. My mom made that. Just put a bunch of letters over me and then stuck a mailbox over my head. So that was pretty creative, I guess.
That is creative for sure. Well, let's change gears a little bit here, Luke. Future plans after graduation, have you thought about what you might want to get into?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in business or finances. You know, I've been around a few financial managers or financial advisors, and, you know, I'm kind of interested in maybe looking at that or doing that more.
It's still up for grabs about the school and maybe about a sport possible?
Yeah, thinking about baseball, most likely. There's a few schools that I'm considering, two in Missouri, Northwest Missouri State and Truman State, and then one up in Nebraska, Wayne State, that I'm all considering.
Last question before I let you go. We're talking with Luke Turner, our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Well, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy. Luke, you ever heard of them?
Yes, I have.
What's their motto? Let's say
movement is their medicine.
That's right. Your dad would be proud. Let's just say that. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Just like to get the body warm. We do a lot of different warm-ups with the team, whether it's stretching or just doing game-specific movements, and a lot of that stuff helps prepare me for the game.
Well, Luke, thanks for your time, man. Congrats, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Washington's Luke Turner. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. For anyone that didn't catch that, Luke's dad, Eric, is kind of an important dude for Jet Physical Therapy. Best of luck to Luke and the Demons. That big game tonight, heard right here on KCII. Let's take a break. More of the Football Friday preview show right after this.